Everybody felt like we needed to make more plays. We thought that we was putting the defense in a bad position. They was on the field a lot, and we going three and out. But they were making a lot of plays, and when you have a defense, we all hold each other accountable, and we just want to do our part as far as making plays and doing what we can do to help them out. So it's all three phases. So we help out the special teams, whether it's putting Robbie in field goal range so he could kick. You know, he did it. The 2 minute drill, we have 50 seconds. We were able to get him it wasn't that close, it was about 60 yards. So, or where there's punting, so we put the defense flipping the field like that. So, everybody holds each other accountable. So, we just try to do our part. And we feel like in the first half, we didn't really do our part. I don't say anything to him. I know he knows what I'm thinking. Everybody knows in this on the offense that, you know, it don't matter if I catch a ball or whatever happens, I'm always seeing what I could do better, and I always want to make the best play. I think in the first play, you know, jittery, first game out in Chicago, I was trying to just do too much, and I kind of felt the defense, and I kind of tried to slip under, and I thought I was going to have like an 80-yard gain and didn't get any yards gained at all. So, I mean, I should just lock it up and make the catch. So, but he trusted me enough on a tough catch in the back of the end zone, and then I thought my biggest play was in the fourth quarter on the third down. We needed a first down, and that was the biggest play of the night for me. So, I mean, I think everybody now can catch the ball. So I don't really worry about it. I mean, part of the game is missing balls and catching balls. Well, what happens is, I think the rule is when you're in the end zone, you have to hold on, you have to have control of the ball the whole way. And then while I was on the ground, he was still trying to get the ball from me. But I didn't want him to get the ball. So I was like, hey, man, I scored. Let the ball go. Then they try to get him, but he's trying to take the ball from me. And I was trying to make sure he didn't take the ball. So. We got a lot of guys on offense that have each other back. So when they saw that, they was like, "Hey man, guys scored," and then that just broke out a fight. But so I appreciate the guys for having my back down there. I was mad because he wouldn't let the ball go. We didn't get to celebrate the way we want to celebrate. You know, I was trying to make it rain. He's holding on to the ball. I'm like, "Let me up now." Now they're reviewing the play. I'm like, "Should I celebrate after the review, or would that be? Is that too late?" You know, so I didn't really get to do the celebration I wanted to do, and so. It builds a lot of confidence going into the next week. They were very good defense. They're very good on all phases of the team. They're a very good team. So to be a team like that anytime, to get a win, no matter who you're playing, I mean, you could bring the A-Leaf Taylor Lions in here, and, you know, we could beat them. I don't care what type of W it is. You could say it's ugly. You could say it's pretty. A W is a W at the end of the day. I don't care who we play in. In the NFL, you only get 16 chances to win to get to where you want to be. And now we got 15 left, and we won one. So, beating the Bengals, you know, it is what it is. They were a good team, but, you know, we just happened to be a little bit better that day. Well, technically, I'm always trying to make myself available for Jay where I'm supposed to be. So, that's how I was supposed to be at that time. I had a flat route. He's rolling out. Usually when you low in the quarterback scramble, you go high. If you high, you go low. So I went high. And then I didn't know he saw me at first. Then he did a little Chris Paul pass, and I just turned it up on the sideline. I felt like I was running fast, and I made a move on the sideline, and I tried to jump over the guy. Then right after the play, Brandon came over. I was like, hey, is there anything I could do differently? And he's like, bro, you always try to get better. That was a good job. Just come back to the huddle. So I thought, yeah, that was just him making a play and then me trying to make a play with him. Two guys out there playing football. That's what, I mean, we play 16 games, probably 9 to 10 of games that end up being like that, where we got to hold four minute offense is one of the biggest parts of the game. And to be able to run against a defense like that, to get a first down or two first downs. So all you need is two first downs, you know, and it's hard to get them because they know you're running, they stacking in the box. And we're able to have enough fight and enough, you know, character, just really just do what we do, and we held our composure, and they lost theirs, and they gave us the game. I think everybody was nervous. This is our first time out where it really counts, and we didn't really get to play that much in the preseason. So I know I was nervous. I was jittery till the second quarter. You know, after I caught the touchdown, I was still, you know, I was need my prostate checked. You know, So I was out there. So I was jittery. I was nervous throughout the first half the whole time, but for the most part, it's just the way it is. The first game of the year, you know, and it's a home game. It might have been a little bit easier to be on the road the first game of the year, but to go out there and just, you want to make plays, you want to do the best you can to show the city that what we're going to be about this year. And I think we brought a little excitement to the city. You know, you got the Bulls who win, and then you have You got the Blackhawks who just won a championship, and it's our time. It's our time of year right now. So I think everybody had pressure just to be great. And when you got that type of pressure from one another, it's just everyone's nervous. If you go out there and you're not nervous, then something's wrong with you. We're not Navy SEALs. So I think those are probably the only people that aren't nervous for the most part.